plate a potential nugget.
And you talk about your journey with David Lesser, your coach, in the book. And you talk about, I think at some point you say that you worked with him for a decade or more in your journey with him. As a practicing coach, I'm curious about, what that journey looked like for you, without getting into the confidential.
The nitty gritty.
What has been of disproportionate value to you? Sometimes you do a lot of things, but one or two things stand out. So I'd love your reflections on that.
Sure. So first of all, I found David through YPO because as I ascended to Google and became a leader, I also found that I wanted a tribe of people I could talk to. That is the promise of YPO, that you find similarly minded peers and you're in a discreet and confidential forum. First of all, I'd say my first learning that led me here is trying to make your spouse your work priest. Like, I'm not a fan. Maybe it's because I put so much on my own husband. And by the way, he is, as you can tell, I wouldn't have this career without having a very supportive spouse. But supportive doesn't mean that they're meant to, like that we're meant to use our marriages, to drain all the energy out of them by, putting them through all our work anxieties. And I think that's actually a lot what happens. Like, you just take energy from one sphere, right? And you drain it. And so whenever I'm obsessed with work, I've learned that if I want to put that into my marriage, it's actually a way to a really, not a great two-way giving relationship. So what led me into YPO was look, how do I not put this all upon my spouse and find a peer group to talk to? And inside of that, I learned that while I liked YPO, it was taking a lot of time, but I really liked the coach who was coaching our forum. It was David Lesser. And I was like, could I just work with you directly? This seems a lot more efficient. And luckily he said yes. So that's how I found him. And then to your point about what's been of disproportionate value, keep in mind, I went through multiple big transitions, right? I went the decision to leave Google. I told you I had a failed choice that did not work out with Polyvore, my first startup, or the startup I went to after Google where I took a big risk. And then obviously I, evolved again when I became the CEO of StubHub. So the disproportionate value is the continuity. If you give up on having a coach, let's say at year two, they haven't seen your cycles to reflect back to you. Number two, he has been a constant who's been with me through multiple management teams. He's somebody I can bring in who both has my history, but can help new people get to know me and navigate me, help me navigate them. So I've actually used him even as somebody to get my 360 feedback from, because my management teams know that I trust him. They know that so they know that maybe if they want to give me feedback and they're too afraid to give it to me, face to face, which sometimes leadership teams are, it doesn't matter how much you ask for it. They know that I'm providing them a conduit for somebody I trust who can hold their feedback and give it to me. So that history has a lot of value, right? It helps with pattern recognition. So I'd say one of the biggest values has been it's one of my longest standing relationships beside my marriage. And it's somebody who can reflect back to me what I said 5 years ago, what can stitch together my own feelings of myself with when I use him to get peer feedback or 360 feedback, he can stitch together other people's view of me and help give me a holistic perspective. And I know, and I think at the end of the day, this is the value of coaches. We know that, yes, we may be paying them, but their job is to help us be our best selves with no skin in the game other than our success, no politics. Other than, it's just a very pure relationship. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate having somebody in my corner with whom I can be completely authentic, who has no other vested interest other than my success. And who I also trust to give me feedback, right? I trust they have my goodest, best intentions. So I think it's a conduit for us as leaders. I think that a great coach is a conduit for us to learn about ourselves, probe ourselves, challenge ourselves. And that's why I like the history and tenure in that relationship that has had given me disproportionate value.
Got it. And if I may stay with this, Sukhinder, any rituals or any practices that you do with your coach, which has really stood out for you, which has been of significant value?
Well, it's not like sometimes he just listens and lets me rant. I don't know that we have particularly, I don't think we always go to this ritual, but there are a few. David is actually very good at making you, I know it sounds hokey, but it's very true, making you talk to your inner self. So as I said, David will take all the parts of you. And I think some of our rituals are always about separating out the different identities I have. And I really like that with David. So David knows, for example, that, you know, as I said, one of the things he called forth very early on is like my inner risk manager. When I was making choices, he's like, literally, let's have a conversation with your inner risk manager. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, you're going to sit in this seat and talk to the part of yourself that's scared as the part of yourself who's ambitious, and literally have a conversation, you know, with these two different identities. That's one example. Another is he knows that I was raised in a fairly religious family. So I was raised by two Sikh parents, and I consider myself pretty religious. And so, like, I literally, like, there's a part of me that believes that work is soulful and purposeful. And I believe that the way I'm going to show up in the world and have an impact may be through business. And I fundamentally think those things are intertwined. They may not be but for me, that's what I saw practiced from my parents. You know, they were, their purpose and their vocation were the same thing, and their impact in the world. So I can have, like, I can literally have a conversation with David. He's like, well, you know, what would your father say? What would your, you know, like, if you think about the spiritual side of you, what would it say? So I appreciate that he is somebody who can disaggregate my separate identities and let them talk to each other as I try and make work choices. So that's been something pretty unique in our relationship, and I appreciate it about him. There are other coaches who may not be the same way, but for me, trying to bring all of myself to everything I do and somebody who recognizes those different competing parts of myself has been, it's been a gift.
What Sukhinder says here is so, so powerful. Every now and then, I have an opportunity to work with somebody who was my colleague at school about 20 years back. When I'm working with them as a coach or as a sounding board, having that cumulative context and the time trend view of the journey is of tremendous value. You're able to show the mirror and get them to reconcile some of these pieces over time. And I notice that leaders often go through very different contexts. One of the leaders I've been engaging with over the last 5+ years is a French national who was leading an industrials company in India when I met him around early 2016. He reached out to me for me to help him think through some of the choices in front of him as his Italian headquartered company was taken over by a German MNC globally. We spent a lot of time on various pathways and we felt that he'd be great for turnarounds. Subsequently, he got an opportunity to parachute himself into an Asian company owned by a European MNC, which was in the middle of a turnaround in a different market in Asia. Once he moved there, he called me in 2018 to work with him and his leadership team, which had a combination of locals and Europeans. This work was a combination of helping him transition effectively, having known him for a while, and also helping elevate the capabilities of his leadership team, knowing this leader's strengths and development areas. After delivering record performance and steering the company to a better place earlier this year, this individual transitioned back to Europe, where he's taken charge in his family business, where there are multiple complex layers given family business dynamics. And I'm working with him as a sounding board through this context, and having seen him at work in the past and knowing what he's like and what is hardwired, it gives me an opportunity to help him tweak his style in the current context, but also gather nuanced data from the people around him so that I can help him. Very often, organizations and leaders productize this journey and talk about 6 months or 9 months as a period of interventions. Personally, I find it most fulfilling and most impactful when I engage with a leader for a few years, where you can bring in several years of nuanced context to bear in making a tweak here or a tweak there, which sometimes can make all the difference. Thank you for listening.